Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. Your friend James Shaw, and week one of 2026 is in the books, and you were part of it. Thank you so much for being here and making this a place that you hang out and learn and grow and get better and all that kind of stuff. And this week was all about starting with excellence. We kicked everything off on Monday with Brad Stahlberg, who has his new book coming out at the end of January. It's called The Way of Excellence. Inspire members, I bought a copy of the book for you. Details Monday on how to get your copy, which is great. Actually, we'll probably put it in tomorrow morning's newsletter. So details tomorrow morning, Inspire members in the newsletter. And then everybody else, just go buy his book. And so then we've taken some of the framework from Brad and we've spread it throughout the week. Today is really about focusing on behaviors and outcomes. I originally said it was going to be behaviors, not outcomes, but both matter. I want you to track your behavior and track your outcomes with the emphasis on behaviors. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour in about 15 minutes. And then next week, I'm super excited. I'm working on next week's plan right now. What I want to do next week is all about lead generation. And I'm doing the research now on the top five most common and successful strategies agents are using, which I know database is going to be one. Social media is going to be in there. Open house is probably going to be in there. Referrals from Sphere is going to be in there, stuff like that. And we're going to spend the week breaking each of those down. And I'm counting on you to share what's working for you. So, lead gen week next week, which will be really, really, really good. But today, this week rather, has been all about this really getting into a flow of starting off with excellence, doing the right behaviors, shortening the time, all these different things. And so, I'm curious about what have some of your ahas been this week? How has this week impacted you in some way? What have you learned this week? What have you implemented this week? What did you put in place this week? What's been on your mind this week? I want to hear from you a little bit, and then we'll go wrap up the week at the top of the hour talking about behaviors and outcomes. Jean Marie, you're up first. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Happy New Year from
You as
Boston for
well.
sure. So this has been a really energized week. And to echo what somebody said earlier in the week, it was wonderful that you sort of, quotation quotes, gave us permission for 2 weeks off. I think we all need that, all of us, hard chargers. So what I've taken away this week is the one little goal that we know we can do daily, a minuscule goal that just seems so stupidly simple or easy. So I have reworked the daily 5x5 report from Renee Quigley up in the Pacific Northwest, God bless her. And I've reworked that. So, and one of my goals is going to be to just call one attorney, financial advisor a day, one of my vendors a day, and one realtor a day. Simple, that just sort of gives me energy and gives me the focus that I need. So thanks very much for that.
You're welcome. I love Renee's 5x5. That's available to Inspire members in the portal. It might even be in the Pivot group, honestly, but we did that as part of Rise. Renee Quigley shared it with us. It's really good stuff. Jean Marie, thank you. Appreciate you. Melissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James, and good morning, everyone on the call. Jean Marie, that was so good, by the way. I love that call, like the simple. So what I realized this week, so first of all, love the calls, love the energy, love the shares. I'm going to come from a place of being a little vulnerable. And honest, I definitely did not take as much time off as I wanted to during the holidays, and it's definitely resulted in a record-breaking January already. And I've been running and like spending and doing all the things I said I was not going to do. So I'm a little annoyed, but yesterday I took a minute, turned my phone off for a good 90 minutes, and I just sat and planned. I was in my office, looking at my board, just like really just sat there and realized, you know what? It's okay. We can get into that roller coaster and speed. And I realized that what I'm gonna do is plan the night before, which I did last night. I planned what my activities were today. I know what the activities are this weekend, which are not too bad. It's going to be some time off. But I realized that if I don't slow down, how am I going to speed up? And like, while I appreciate I've already done almost 20% of my goal for this year, that's not sustainable. So I'm excited to be back next week and definitely planning on blocking out, just working on the calendar, time blocking, breathing, and planning the night before.
There is nothing wrong with a hard push, right, Melissa? It's totally fine to have that as long as you do recognize it's not sustainable and you go back to what Jean Marie said, which is what's your floor? So, what's the standard? So that you know the minimum of kind of what you have to hit. But man, if you want to push it sometimes, go push it. Push it real good. Christine, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I wanted to share with people what I'm doing when I have a new prospect or a new client. So getting new business or existing business on email. So I do four things. I save it as, mark it as starred, important, never send to spam, and I forgot the fourth thing right now. But then more, and that's when you create a filter. You just, go back into the sent email. Click the email, create filter, and you can do those four things so it automatically comes up easily if they ever respond to you by email.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
I get so many emails, I lose things.
exactly.
We're
So,
going to do an entire pivot call sometime in January about how to appropriately tag your database so you send the right things to the right people. Like, I'm serious. We're going to spend a call on it because this is an area that you're struggling because I'm still getting open house and price reductions in random towns, and it's just a little much. And I would love to know what's I want to hear your tips to help people grow their business, but I don't know and don't need to know you got a price reduction in Fort Lauderdale. Like, I'm not interested in that. So yeah, we're going to do that in a pivot call. And Christine, so be on to share how to organize your inbox. That would be great because we need some tag help up in her. Dean Moss.
hey, good morning, James. Thanks for the opportunity. I
You
couldn't
got
find
it,
the
my
button
friend.
because I'm on the phone and I have the phone, the button is real little. So thanks for the opportunity to share, James. Really, one thing you got to do, especially those of us that have had a little experience in this business, is you have to take the word inspire and bring it to others. In other words, what we do for people in our market center is we don't realize it, but it's iconic. People look up to us. Share with them, let them learn from you, and in return, learn from them. Because nobody has ever done learning. And I think one of the things that I found when we were off, our hiatus for a couple of weeks or a little Christmas vacation, is I missed you guys. And I missed that inspiration. But we don't realize how much inspiration we have in our hearts that can help others in our market center. I'm working with a couple of
Yep.
younger people, and they, believe it or not, they look up to me as some kind of icon. I'm not trying to be self-important or anything. But so many of us are the same way. What can you share to others? And in so doing, you get better and you learn and you feel good.
Yeah.
Always share and be iconic to others. So thanks for letting me share
I
that.
love it, Dean. I love it. Yeah, the break was nice. I missed some of you. I did. I missed some of you. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, James. So for me, well, Brad is amazing. I absolutely love
Isn't
Brad.
he great?
Oh, he's
Oh,
phenomenal.
Brad Stahlberg is great. Let me just tell you real quick. I'm so sorry, Barb, I interrupted
Well,
you.
that's okay.
This book is really good, The Way of Excellence, which I'm excited to give to our Inspire members. And then he's doing an hour workshop with Inspire at the end of January. So this Brad is great. I'm so excited. But go ahead.
I've already booked that into my calendar. So the go big or go home. Really kind of hit me because I always have these huge ideas. And then I think, okay, that's way too much for me to do. And so I back off. And then I sometimes back off so much that I don't do anything about it. The Finish book is one thing. I'm going to grab that book. But this meditation, this one that you just gave us, Meditations for Mortals, it gave me an idea, the done list. Instead of the to-do list, I now have a done list, and it makes me feel more accomplished at the end of the day. I look and go, oh, I actually did do something today. And it just made so much more sense to me because the to-do list, I just feel overwhelmed. I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. And that's just me. But yeah, the done list is phenomenal. So thank you for that.
Meditations for Mortals, Oliver Berkman. Barb, I'm sad you're not coming to London because you would love Oliver Berkman. That dude is, you're going to, well, you'll be in London, just your London.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
London,
always in London.
Ontario.
Come on now.
Yeah. But Oliver Berkman, that guy is a total genius, which is why I sent everybody, all the Inspire members, the book because he's such a genius. And it's, I like he's broken it into easy chunks to over 4 weeks. And so, Barb, I'm glad that book has impacted you.
Well, I will say, if anything just drastically changes for me in the next little while, I will be there.
Well, we would love to see you there. We'd love to see you there. By the way, real quick, I'll put it in again. We do have a handful of Elevate tickets available. So Elevate London sold out in like 15 minutes. But as things happen, that was, 9 months ago. Lots of people have to change plans or whatever. So we have a handful of tickets that have become available. So I just opened up registration on the website again. So all you have to do is go to elevate2026.com and you can buy a ticket and come hang out with us in London. And then what we'll do is just the next person who's trying to sell will refund them. So we're trying to help them out. So you can come join us in London if you want. Allison Brent, good morning.
Good morning. I implemented something yesterday, and that is I have to drink a lot of water and sometimes I forget. And so in the morning, Brent and I work out and fill up, my water container. And before I come home and have a cup of coffee, I have to drink the whole container. So it's just one small step.
Good job. You got to have a restroom close by.
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Frank, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. What I'm seeing in my area, Indian Trail, just outside of Charlotte, big uptick in people wanting to sell and buy. And, the investors, they're always there, but it's picked up quite a bit. And we're sitting just around 3 months of inventory.
It's seller's market. Seller's market, Frank. Thank you, buddy. Demetri Lynch.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you in the Triangle?
I'm good. We're having some warm weather in Raleigh. We're loving it. But isn't that North Carolina?
What is the temperature in Raleigh?
You saw that?
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
It was hilarious.
Raleigh.
Yes. I think yesterday we were in like the 60s, so we were okay. Happy.
64 here in Safety Harbor right now. All right. What's on your mind, Demetria?
This week has been fantastic, wonderful, just content, everybody sharing. It's been lovely. One of the things that really stuck out to me, so I had not read the 12-week year yet. And when you started talking about shortening the time frame for your goals and things like that, that really resonated with me. Last year, we were on a call on Emiko's planning time. And I was telling her that I noticed I get so focused in on the habits and just getting them done every day. And I'm not really taking the time to put together the fact that the habits may need to increase because the goals are not being met. Uh-huh. I took Kristen Jungle's chart and my goals for each quarter on closings is on that chart. But then now I'm going back in and each quarter has the goals for appointments, the goals for contacts, the goals for all of those things are set up by those quarters. And so then when I do my end of quarter evaluation, if the numbers aren't where they need to be, then I can backtrack to what did I hit on my actual contacts for this quarter and what needs to increase in that field. So I don't want to buy the book because I'm trying not to buy so many books. I know somebody has it that I can borrow it from, but I plan to read that and really kind of incorporate those pieces into goal setting and the business for this year.
Really smart. It's been fun watching your business really kind of explode over the last couple of years. We did a Wednesday webinar with you about how you've gotten really purposeful in some of your activities, and it's really cool to watch. I think the key is implementing bit by bit. Like, you didn't do it all at once. It's just little adjustments along the way that have helped your business really grow, but you've been very purposeful. And that's the topic that we're going to do here in about a minute and a half, which is this. You're tracking your behavior, Demetria. You're tracking what you're doing.
Right.
And you're tracking your outcomes. And I think we have to be careful because I've said it, that it's, process over outcomes. That's all true. But the truth is, it's actually process and the outcome. It's your activities and your results. But the emphasis goes on the activities or the behaviors or the process. But if your activities aren't going to lead to the result you want, you have to track the result to know. I mean, it's really good. It's really good.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? 8 o'clock Eastern. It's your friend, James Shaw. It's good to see you. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, We got three seats on Zoom. Oh, now it's two. We had people not be able to get all week, but what do I tell you? On Friday, you can get in. It's true. Now we're at one seat. So if you're watching on Facebook, come hop on the Zoom, jamesdshaw.com. Click join our free daily call. It'd be great to see you. It's been a great week, a fun week to kick things off for the new year here in Pivot Shift Ahead. We have been all about Brad Stahlberg's book, The Way of Excellence. And we have, he joined us on Monday, if you remember. And then we've taken some concepts, some overall high-level concepts of the book and attempted to make them relevant to your business. And so today we're going to talk about tracking behaviors and outcomes. And we'll talk about why that's important in just a minute. And then next week, we're going to talk lead gen. I want to get very tactical next week. And so I've been working on looking through some data from the National Association of Realtors and other places about the top lead gen sources and strategies for agents since the pandemic. Where is it that you're finding most of your leads? We're going to take five of those and do one a day. One will definitely be database. We'll do probably open house. We'll do a Sphere referral type one. And I don't have it all planned out yet, but Saturdays are my day to work on that. And so we're going to do a whole database, I'm sorry, a lead gen week next week. So I hope you'll come join us on Zoom, on YouTube, on the podcast, inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. I just want to help bring value to you. So today it's behaviors and outcomes. But before we get to that, we always do a couple of tell me something good. Okay, it's 2026 and I have not said your name in 4 months. So I feel like I always get it wrong. Tisha.
Tisha.
Yes, let's go.
So my something good is that many know my brother was killed in 2023 and we finally had the trial. The guy got 15 years, but that's not what makes it so great. It is the fact that I didn't realize how much it had truly impacted me and made it where it's like I had a mental block where I couldn't function. Mm-hmm. And also, I had been having some issues with my legs because I have lymphedema and it's hard to be in pain all day. Mm-hmm. And right before the end of this year, I was able to get my leg pumps approved and covered so that I have a lot more energy. I'm a lot happier. I've actually been able to clean up around my house and not dread it because I'm not in constant pain from that all the time. So it's been a really good start to 2026. I feel
we're sending our love to you. We're sending our love to you. And I just appreciate you getting up every day and being part of what we do. You come to our events, you're all in, and I'm just happy for you. Some closure is good and some moving forward is good. So we're sending our love your way. Thank you, friend. Lisa Rhodes, you get the last one. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Happy New Year. And I am so grateful that I'm on the first Friday of the year because I couldn't get on Monday because it was at max capacity. And my something good is we are now house parents. My husband and I have been empty nesters for several years. And we have a child that is 16 years old from Romania. And she needed a new home because she was not able to stay where she was. So for the next 4.5 months, we have a teenager living with us, and we are learning how to be parents again. And I have two 15-year-old grandchildren that are having a new experience with a student from Romania and a student from Germany. Mm. So that's my something good.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa. Have fun with that. What a cool thing. You're an awesome person. I love you.
Thank you.
All the best to you. All right, let's get after it this morning. So it's been a really good week, and we're very focused on making sure we're doing the right things to run our business in such a way that we get the result that we want. And one thing I've asked you to do is set a goal. If you go back to our 15-day business plan series that we did in December, the very first day was set a goal with meaning and purpose, and we walked through how to do that. You have set some annual goals, and those annual goals you have set are purposely set because there are things you want to accomplish in your life. You have obligations that you have to meet financially. You have goals for yourself, places you want to go, things you want to do, experiences that you'd like to have that cost something. You want to invest in some way. You want to give back and tithe and support your community in some way. There's lots of things that are important to you. And this business allows you to do that. When you go out, help families buy and sell real estate and change their lives through the possibilities that real estate provides to them. It also sets you up to be able to hit your goals and do the things that you want to do financially for yourself. And so in order for you to be able to pull off those long-term goals, Man, how you show up every morning really matters. Now, I want to remind you, you are a high achiever, or you wouldn't be one of the 1,000 people on this call live, or one of the thousands of people who listen to the recording every day. You are a high achiever. Now, are you showing up as one today is the question. Are you doing the right things? And that's why I think we have to look at behaviors over outcomes. Now, I've said it's process over outcome, it's behavior over results, it's activities, and the truth is both matter. You've set these goals, you have these results that you want, and the behaviors or activities or process that you follow needs to put you in step to reach those results. But let's not obsess over the result, because you have little control of it and it's down the line. Let's put our focus and our obsession over to the behaviors. Now, I think that's a different thing for agents, and I think that's because most agents are not obsessing over the day-to-day. They look at any individual day, the value of any individual day is lower than what you see the value of the year. Hey, if today didn't work out, that's okay, there's always tomorrow, but the problem is it can string out. Your income and your results and your closings, they show up way after the work. So instead of making the result the scoreboard, let's make the daily activity the scoreboard, the behavior the scoreboard. Now, your office tracks results. Put it in the chat. Does your office give out awards every month for listings, most listings taken, most GCI, most closings? Does your office publish like a top 20 report? They do. And they should, because we should celebrate the results. But man, I wish that they could find some way to give out awards for the person who followed their process the closest this week, the person who did the most contacts this week, the person who knew that they needed 5 contacts a day and they got 5 contacts every day this week. I would love it if they did that, but they don't, because it's hard to track. It's a personal thing. We have to remember that outcomes show what you did, but behavior determines what happens. So once you get focused on behavior, how do we do that? Well, it's really about creating habits. And there's research out of the University College of London that shows that habits are simply just about repeated behavior, not emotional commitment. That's what they said. In other words, we've talked about it this week. You will not be motivated to do things. That's emotion. You just have to kind of be wired to do them. Consistently show up and doing the same action so much that it becomes automatic. So much that if you don't do your 5 contacts or whatever your number is to your database in a day, you feel weird. That's how you can tell it's a habit. Well, how do we do that? Well, we do that by tracking our activities. Now, Inspire members, I have said before, and I will say it again over and over and over again, the points system that we learned from Brittany McAllister that she allowed us to turn and translate into a thing for you is the secret sauce to a successful business, because what it gives you is a menu of options. Like, you can say, my behavior is I'm going to use the tracker every day and get as close to 30 points as I possibly can. And you get a menu of options to choose from, but that's going to be your system. Like, I just want you to obsess over the daily behavior and activity and trust the results will come. Now, if you're not an Inspire member, you don't need the tracker. You can come up with some other system. You can commit to a certain number of contacts or a certain number of dials. One thing I've been working on is every day I want to comment on an Instagram post of a real estate agent who I don't know. I want to give them a thumbs up, give them some feedback, celebrate the work they're doing. And I want to do that because I want more real estate agents to know about our community. And I'm telling you, Julia, since I've done that, that's been like 2 weeks. What's happened to our followers? It's way up. Like 60 or 70 new people in the last week have followed us. And a lot of that's coming just because I'm going and commenting and trying to add value to them. That's my daily process. And it takes just a matter of minutes to do it. And I'm obsessing over that. What's your daily habit that you're going to obsess over? So I want to hear from you. Those of you who've been able to move from this outcome focus to a much more process focus, I want to hear how you've done it. Nikwe Dunbar, you're up first. Good morning.
Good morning, Nikwe Dunbar in Houston. I like to say that, for one, I love Inspire. And I came up with my process back in October when I was going through all the files and stuff in Inspire. And I started my process. It was so boring. I was very not motivated and discouraged because I did not see an outcome. When January came, all my, for my processes, I have got 4 come list me calls this week, people reaching out. Also, my process as well as on the internet, like sending the DMs and the comments. So my followers are growing. So although I was not motivated, I still kept doing it. And I'm very proud because I am now seeing the outcome of my work. And I love
it. How many come list me's did you just have?
4.
Friend, we'll take it all day.
Thank you.
What tweaks did you make to your process so that you could start to get that result? And how long did it take before you got that result?
So the tweaks that I made was, instead of me giving up on my touches, I kept doing my touches, as well as tracking. So I tracked it. And with me tracking, I know where I was weak at. And where I was weak at was the conversion of it. So I worked on basically the conversion of it and staying in touch with the touches and call, making the phone calls. I was not calling people, making the phone calls. Although they were silent, not answering. Someone spoke in the chat that you can just keep going, 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 and just wait till they like call you or something. I heard people say like 7 years, 10 years. And so another thing that I did was that I switched up, like we hear so many different ideas in inspiring on our calls that I kind of take in what works for me and what I like.
Yeah. Good job. I'm proud of you. It's hard to keep reaching out to people and connecting when you're not getting anything back, but you just have to trust, like, this is not a new concept. Reaching out to people in your database and checking in on them is not a new idea. We know it works. So even when it feels like it isn't working, you have to trust that you're laying the foundation and eventually it will. Nikwe, thank you so much. Karen Murphy, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, thank you for calling on me. This is my first week on the call, my second year in real estate. I have been working on my goals for about a month now. And I kind of reduced it down to what I'm calling 5 on 5, which is 5 activities on Facebook, 5 on IG, 5 activities on LinkedIn, which I've really become more active on recently because I have a strong network. I used to be a scientist on LinkedIn, 5 activities on the phone and like 5 phone calls and 5 text messages. And that gets me up to 25. For the day, and it's really simple to remember. So that's what I'm going with.
You got to know your process, show up and do it, and you'll get the result you want. Karen, thank you so much. Now go ahead, Ira.
Good morning and happy new year. My obsession is the gym. So even when I don't want to go, I wake up and get into the 5:30 classes. I have a whole accountability group in the classes. We text each other if someone's not there. And now, during my DTD2 calls, which I am really, really following, there's no call bias at all. I have sent out 4 CMAs, NARRPR. And every time I talk to someone and they even mention the fact that they love my emails, I send them a CMA, home equity. And now that's part of my process because it just cements the fact that I have resources to help them.
Ira, what's happened to your business in the last year or so since you've been very purposeful about this?
Well, the last year was my best year ever. Best year so far. And I intend it to get even better. Oh, look at Orly's result.
She's celebrating you. Reaction. She's so proud of you. Ira, keep it up, buddy. Anna Kruger, you ready for us?
I think so. Is this better?
Yes, you are. Yes, it is.
Awesome. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, I guess earlier this week, I revamped my schedule. So I was going to the gym first thing in the morning, but my best thinking time is in the morning. And that's when I have the most ideas. And that's when I'm the most energetic to, you know, interact with people. And so I thought, you know what, let me pay attention to when my brain is at its best, because that's when I do my best work. So I decided to get up at 5:15 and go to a coffee shop every morning. And now I have blocked until 10 every day for content, interacting with clients. And then I hired a personal trainer to go to the afternoon because I have less willpower in the afternoon. But if I have a personal trainer, he will take care of that for me. And I started doing more of my real estate business again. And I already have 2 clients that have signed. One's listing on Tuesday. And that's not been a major focus of mine. My main focus has been coaching. And I thought, well, shoot, it is literally 5 days into this new routine. And I have 2 clients that are, another one's going to go in May. And it's like, I've barely done anything, but I positioned myself to pay attention to when my brain worked the best. And it is making a huge difference already. And so I really appreciate the encouragement on these calls to just keep it simple and stick to the basics. And that has helped a ton.
That's what we're about. Anna Kruger, thank you so much. Ellie McIntyre, first time this year. Good morning.
Good morning. I just, both Purina and I just got back from 22 days away on the other side of the world in Australia and New Zealand, and which is incredibly difficult because we're 18 hours or 16 hours ahead, and it's tough. We didn't work a lot, but because both of us, and I'll give her the credit too, we have our heads down. We're only focusing on what we're doing. We're not listening to the noise. We're looking at our communication calendars. We have our events planned. We're doing our activities. Not necessarily doing those 22 days where we communicating, but we were still a bit. I was on a listing appointment yesterday. They bought the house back in 2014. I have not had one conversation with them since then, but they have received everything and they treat me like they had just seen me last week because they see everything that I've been sending. And it's the inevitable choice is it's a come and miss me. And so if you just focus on the activities, if you just focus on having everything in advance, that's one of the things that we do on Early Birds. We don't talk about what's coming up this week, next week. We almost were a month and a half out. Just stay focused in your database, stay focused on what your activities are, and the rewards will come.
There you go. Ellie, thank you. Welcome back. Carrie George, thank good you. Morning.
Good morning, James. My new habit for this year is my daily hard close at about 4:45 p.m. because what I was finding it last year was work was bleeding into family time mm-hmm. and my nervous system could not disengage from the workday. So I have like a certain thing I say out loud. I write down things that are unresolved. And then I say to myself out loud, there is nothing urgent that I need to address tonight so I can close my business day.
That's Oliver Berkman stuff right there, Carrie. Like if you read the book, like you should have gotten the book. When you read that book, he'll tell you the list will continue to grow. You cannot do it all. You have to come to terms with the fact that you won't get it all done. You have to figure out what matters and know either some things are getting moved and some things just aren't getting done. And we have to be okay with it. And I think this is a common challenge in our industry is that we just, if we're awake, we work.
Yep.
The phone's at the dinner table. Our kid is at the soccer game or their dance recital and we're doing stuff. And I do it. I get called out a lot by my family for it.
Same.
Every day. Dad, can you put the phone down? Dad, do you need to go do that right now? I hear it a lot because I'm constantly working. Because I still approve every post in the Facebook group. Like I'm constantly working. And Carrie, it sounds like you were too. And so to have this, nope, we close at this time. And whatever happens after this time, we'll pick up later. Right, Carrie?
That's right. Yep. And it's
but
working
it requires
really well.
You, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's working really well. I've been doing it since the girls went back to school. And it feels so good to just end my day.
Now, Carrie, what it requires you to do is that during your day, you've got to be pretty on point.
Exactly.
Because if you're on point during the day, then you can leave. Yeah. Carrie, I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, the six hands I didn't get to today. I was trying to get people in that we hadn't heard from yet this year. So thank you to those of you who I've passed by. And Allie, I'm sorry I'm not going to get you in and others, but we're just out of time. It's been a great week, and I appreciate everybody for choosing to be here and be part of what we do. Take a couple of days this weekend and relax, but also help some people maybe take a day off one day this weekend. And then we'll be back and better than ever on Monday. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.